Oh, snaps.
The world is finally waking up to the crap that's baked into and sprayed on kibble dog food. No longer can commercial pet food manufacturers fool us with pretty pictures and false promises. This is the raw dog food truth. The view and opinions expressed on this podcast are not intended to replace medical advice. Before starting any raw diet, do research, ask lots of questions, and consult your vet.
Well, hello, raw feeders. I'm Dee Dee Mercer Moffitt, the CEO of Raw Dog Food and Company, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of kibble being sold in the world today and a lot of marketing that causes people to buy kibble. Because if you really knew what was in kibble and how it was made and how it affects your dog, I'm thinking you wouldn't ever buy it. But, just like everything today, it's all about money. Follow the money. So a lot of, stretched truths, bent narratives are happening so that the money will flow. Who cares if your dog gets sick or cancer or has allergies? Who cares? It's just a few pets. We need pet population control anyway, right? I don't think any of us listening to this podcast today would agree with that, but if we don't see it every single day. All right, so we got a few reviews in. This is from Kimberly, she's reviewing the Puppy Power Raw Box. Now, here's a question that I get all the time: isn't the Puppy Power the same as the PMR Plus? Well, yes, there's one other, there's a chicken in one and a beef and tripe in the other. Okay. But the PMRs are basically all the same. Now, I want to say something really quick, and I've changed it on the website. Originally, these blends were made, Neely Piazza and I, this was our recipe. We made these blends, especially for puppies, where we had a high content of bone, high meaning about a 15% bone count. Here's what happens, and it happens in every industry. If you get a lot of complaints because people don't understand the way that poop should look, they think their dogs are constipated and they don't want to have to add other things, then the manufacturers will just change it. And they'll change it. And so that is what's happened. This Puppy Power Box has been changed to reduce the amount of bone. Now what you will see is approximately 10% bone. Some of those, like the duck and the lamb, they're going to have higher bones. So you just need to read all of these. We think this is still going to be a great thing. You have room to add other bones into your dog's diet, like duck heads or duck wings or chicken feet, and you don't have to worry about hard poops. But I want to say, you got to have stiff poops to express the anal glands. And all of you that have puppies up through the age of 6 months, you definitely need to be getting them something to consume in the way of a bone. And the soft bones are going to be in the poultry, all right? And they're pretty smart. Here's what causes obstructions and causes dogs to choke. Little balls, like those little balls you play jacks with, or puppies are always looking for something to chew on. They'll get your panties, or they get socks, or they'll get blankets, anything like it. That stuff is not going to disintegrate via the acid in the stomach. And that's where we're going to get these blockages. But I'm telling you that raw bones are very safe. We get emails saying, "Oh, I found this bone. It's the size of my nail." Dogs will leave it in the bowl. They'll leave it beside the bowl, or they'll just swallow it, and they're good to go. Never seen it be a problem. Anyway, this is Kimberly. She's reviewing the Puppy Power Raw Box, and she says, "My puppies are off to a great start. My puppies were fed a mixture of raw and kibble. From the moment we got home, they have been fed the Puppy Power." That is our variety raw box, okay? "We've had them for a week and no problems. I'm ordering more boxes now. My vet, of course, is against the raw and gave me articles to read about it, but I'm sticking to the raw diet. I started my last pup on raw at the age of 11. He had CKD, which is chronic kidney disease, and I firmly believe the raw food extended his time with us. I vowed that when I got another pup, they would be fed raw. Me and the vet will just have to agree to disagree on this one. Thank you, Raw Dog Food & Co. for an excellent product. We are so thrilled when we get emails like this where pet parents have done their research and they have the bison balls to say, yeah, you know what? I'm not going to feed that food that you are encouraging me to feed. And I think if you listen to this podcast, you get more confident, you get more educated, and you're able to ask the questions of the vet. Now, why would I feed a food with grains in it? You know, because grains and legumes, they have a lot of glyphosates. And you do know that glyphosates are a main cause of cancer, right? Or how about the ones, you know, that say that you need grains for the heart? And gosh, I don't think they got the memo that three of their colleagues were paid off by the big commercial pet food companies, and they've been pushing a narrative that they really didn't research. Okay, that is why we do this podcast. All right, so just some great information. We love your reviews. We absolutely do. Don't forget, every Thursday we have Yappy Hour here at Raw Dog Food & Company. Where do we ship? Well, just about anywhere that UPS goes, to Alaska and the lower 48. Remember, here at Raw Dog Food & Company, everything that we do is based on purity. And I had someone say to me the other day, I'm not going to buy from you because I don't see anything about these animals being raised or slaughtered humanely. And now I guess I should put that on the website, but I just thought that was common sense. Why? Because any reputable company is going to be monitored by the FDA, and it is a law there that they have to treat these animals humanely. So I will get that up on the website. But again, a lot of that is just marketing. Common sense goes a long, long way. Work with a reputable company that doesn't make the food out in the garage. I'm not saying that some garage makers are maybe not good, but I'm just saying, let's see what else. If you have a question that you want answered here on the podcast, you do want to send that to Dr. Jacek and I. Here is an easy way to do it that will give us a lot of information. On the contact page, we just revamped that. There are three different sections. The very last section says, I'm overwhelmed. But you could use that one to ask us a question because it does have a lot of boxes that you can just check off and you don't have to write it all out. But it has, so you could check off, yes, I'm doing flea and tick, I'm doing heartworm, I'm doing vaccines, blah, 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 all the stuff that we need to know. And then you can write in the other information there. So it's a really handy dandy little tool to use if you want to ask us questions here on the Raw Dog Food Truth podcast. Okay. How's that sound? Sounds like a wiener. Sounds like a wiener. The last little tip I'm going to give you today is, again, I get a lot of people wanting to know why their dog is having issues. 9 times out of 10, it's treats. 9 times out of 10, it is treats, you guys. You really have got to look at your treats. And if you can't find the ingredients, and I see this so often, if you cannot find the ingredients of the treats on their website, or you're not seeing it on the back of the bag, well, don't feed it. Treats need to be one ingredient. If it is lamb lung, it is lamb lung. If it's a heart, it's a heart. Right? We don't need all that other crap in there. Why do they have to add all that stuff to food? It's crazy. All right. So today we're going to talk about canine diet for kidney failure because, gosh, we see a lot of kidney failure out there. It's becoming common, it seems like, in dogs. And one of the first signs that you're going to see when, you know, it could be Could be. And again, a lot of things happen and they're signs for other things. But when your dog starts drinking a lot of water, a lot of water, a lot of water. Now, caveat here is if you're feeding kibble, yeah, they're going to drink a lot of water and that's really bad for their kidneys anyway. But let's say you've been on the raw diet for a long time, something starts happening to the kidneys and your dog starts drinking a lot of water and urinating more. This could be a sign that your dogs are having something going on with the kidneys. And kidney disease is the inability to concentrate the urine. So then they produce a large volume of urine, and that causes them to be thirsty and dehydrated. Okay, so if this is happening, it's important to feed your dogs, and certainly cats is we've talked about that. Dr. Judy Morgan has talked about that. But you want to feed the right food to support the kidneys. So what do you want to feed your dogs with kidney disease? Well, the best food for a dog with kidney disease is what? It is a fresh whole food diet that contains high quality digestible protein. What does digestible protein mean? It means that the body is able to digest it and break it down without having to get rid of all of these synthetics, the preservatives, and certainly dry food is terrible, terrible for the kidneys. Now, this is probably not going to be what your veterinarian suggests. I don't see very many veterinarians suggesting, oh, get your dog on a species appropriate diet. Typically, they recommend what? Restricting protein, because it's an old school thing where they believe protein is poorly metabolized by dogs that have kidney failure. And this has been proven. It has been proven. Maybe your vet didn't know, because maybe those people that are selling prescription diets, they didn't want to let them know that this has been proven to be incorrect. Where this study came from was a study on rats. Now, I don't think your dog is a rat. They thought lowering the protein would support the kidneys, but in fact, the studies consistently showed that low protein diets did not improve kidney function or survival times in dogs. Okay. So I was reading this article, and this is coming out of our friends from Dogs Naturally. And I love this person, Dana Scott, who is the founder of Dogs Naturally. And she writes a lot. She does a lot of videos. We do sell their supplements because we love them. Wealth of knowledge here. But, you know, they're saying, look, you need to feed the kidneys if your dogs are going to have kidney problems. Your vets very likely are going to prescribe prescription diets, and you want to avoid those. Why? Because they're protein restricted, and the protein they do contain is very poor quality. But if that's not enough, and you can remember a couple of these, I don't know that you want to get in an argument with your vet, but you certainly want to know this, right? Here are the other problems that we see in these prescription kidney diets. Well, number two, they're low in sodium, okay? And that's potentially harmful. Reducing sodium can lead to tissue dehydration. So your dog needs a good trace mineral and salt to help his body retain moisture properly. And when you're feeding things that have real bone in them and real organs and real protein, you are going to have the amount of sodium that your dog needs. Also, remember, as we always say, these prescription kidney diets are high in carbs, and that puts weight on your dog, but it's junk carbohydrates and poor quality fats that your dog does not need. They need high quality protein to maintain muscle mass. The other thing is it's very low moisture, these prescription diets. And if your dog has kidney disease, like I said at the top of the podcast, they can get dehydrated super easy. So they need moisture in their food. All right. So while the canned kidney prescription diets have more moisture, the kibbles are very low in water. And the kibbles are usually about 10 to 15% moisture compared to about 85% moisture in raw diets. So which one would your kidney prefer? 10 to 15% moisture or 85% in the fresh food raw diets? Also, there's artificial additives in there. Most of those commercial and prescription diets, man, they're packed. Just look on the back of the bag with preservatives, artificial colors, synthetic vitamins and minerals. And all of these have to be excreted through the kidneys, which creates further stress on the organs. All right. Now, the only thing that we will say that's maybe a plus about those diets is that they're low in phosphorus, not protein, folks. It's phosphorus, because phosphorus can create extra work for the kidneys. And if the kidneys don't remove the phosphorus, it can lead to calcium deposits in the organ. So protein is high in phosphorus, and that's why vets recommend low protein diets. But you can still feed a raw diet and give your dog the proteins that are low in phosphorus. I'm going to go over some of those that are low in phosphorus. Now, one of the highest ones that are in our raw dog food lineup is sardines, whole sardines. Okay. They're the highest in phosphorus, about 140 mg per ounce. But that doesn't mean you have to cut out sardines totally. You can add it as a treat. Okay. So that you can get your omega-3 fatty acids. But maybe you don't want to do those 3 meals a week, or maybe even not a whole meal of sardines, okay? So sardines are high. What is low and what can you feed? Well, duck, ground chicken, turkey dark meat, turkey white meat, chicken dark meat. You can do lamb, you can do ground beef, you can do rabbit, anything with beef heart in it. Pork is still decent. So there's a lot of things that you can still feed in the raw diet with high quality proteins that don't have high levels of phosphorus. But there's another thing that you can do. If your dog's lab tests show a high BUN, blood, urea, nitrogen, you can create a nitrogen trap, which can help lower the nitrogen contained in protein, and you can help keep these BUN levels down. Now, how do you create a nitrogen trap? Well, there are many ways to do it, but the easiest is to add blended leafy greens to provide enzymes and whole food vitamins. Okay, you can add that. Now, we do have Green Rover in the supplement section on our website, but if you want to just do your leafy greens, now don't do legumes and don't do peas. I'm talking about leafy greens, leafy. Okay, and to put them in the blender and add them to your dog's food. Also, probiotics and prebiotics are really, really great for your dog if they have these kidney problems. Now, if you look on our website, we have amazing, amazing pre and probiotics by Adored Beast and Four Leaf Rover. You've got Phytos Flora, you've got Love Bugs, and you've got Protect. Okay, even the Healthy Gut and Gut Soothe has some probiotics in it, but those are the ones that are amazing. Also, if you have a dog that has kidney problems, if you can find kidneys, and we do have bison kidneys, you want to make sure that you're feeding some extra kidney. Okay. Guts and Glory is a good organ supplement that we have on our website by Four Leaf Rover as well. But you want to make sure that you get your organ meat, at about 10 to 25% in your dog's diet. Most of our blends have 10 to 15%. So you've got room that you can add it in there. Also, make sure that you keep your dog hydrated. This is one of the biggest reasons I'm always looking at vets when they prescribe prescription diet for kitty patients. I'm just like, what? That is so freaking dry. You've already got a dog that's thirsty and he's urinating a lot. You've got to make sure they're hydrated. There's no other way to get an 85% moisture, a high quality protein than with a pure raw diet. Okay. You just can't do it. So that is always going to be the best food to feed a dog, with kidney problems. And then I would work with somebody like a Dr. Judy Jasek, who understands herbs and supplements, because there are a lot of Western herbs like dandelion, parsley, that will support the kidneys. There's also medicinal mushrooms, medicinal, say that three times, medicinal mushrooms that have properties that can support kidney health. We certainly have the chaga mushrooms, we have the turkey tail, and these are all great to help support your dog's kidney function. But again, a fresh food diet is always, and you know why, because I just read off all the reasons why, is going to be best when your dog is facing some type of chronic disease, especially like kidney disease. All right. If, again, you want to work with somebody that can really, you know, maybe even get you a diet together, work with Dr. Judy Jasek. Go to this article over Dogs Naturally, and it's called Canine Diet for Kidney Failure. And you will see the phosphorus levels. Again, lots of things you can feed in the raw diet that aren't super high in phosphorus. And then you can do that nitrogen trap. It's just not that hard to keep your dogs healthy, guys. It's really not. You got to keep the toxins out. You got to keep the high quality, moisture rich foods in their body. Do not take the organs out. I had somebody say, well, maybe I need to get rid of the organs. I'm like, why? Why would you get rid of organs? It doesn't make any sense. That's a multivitamin. There are some dogs that maybe need the purines taken out. Those would be Dalmatians, but that's not all Dalmatians. There are some ways to really test for that. So remember, complete and balance is achieved over a month's time. What do you order when you come to our site? Does not matter. Here's what you really need to know. You need to know how much food your dog needs. So go to the feeding calculators, figure that out. There's an adult one and there's a puppy one. On the puppy one, there's a drop-down menu that you need to put in how many weeks your dog is. And then watch their body composition, because these feeding charts are a starting point. But let's say your dog eats 50 pounds of food per month. Great. Get on there, put 50 pounds of different blends and different models together. Go to town. Maybe you only want to do 25 pounds, or you'd have to do 26, I think, if you did the 2 pound rolls. Try it out for 2 weeks. Healthy dogs can eat all proteins and be fine. Do they like them all? Mine do, but I hear that some dogs don't. So if you get confused, just go to the contact page, put in, I'm overwhelmed. We will get back with you with some recommendations. Listen to this podcast, go to the Learning Center, and you are going to be a raw feeding guru in a snap. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to the Raw Dog Food Truth. Get your dogs on a species appropriate diet today. Go to rawdogfoodandco.com, where your pet's health is our business and we're friends. Don't let friends feed kibble. I'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Bye-bye.
Oh, snap.
Find out how you can start your dog on the road to health and longevity. Go to rawdogfoodandcompany.com, where friends don't let friends feed kibble, and where your pet's health is our business.
Just snap.